Those who make or fly drone aircraft prefer to call them UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles. They sound like this one developed by students at the University of Michigan. But whatever you call them, Danny Ellis says a lot of them will be in our future.
The most recent prediction that I read said that by like 2035, they expect 175,000 of these systems just in the United States airspace alone. That could be as small as ours or even smaller into the micro and nano scales. Mm-hmm. Or it could be, you know, UPS shipping cargo on a full-scale airplane that doesn't have a pilot on board.
Ellis of Portage is the CEO of SkySpex, a new Ann Arbor-based company that's working on drone technology. The company started as a student team at the University of Michigan in 2009. Ellis says the future of drone aircraft is bright if some hurdles can be overcome. One potential problem, current federal regulations that prohibit private commercial drone flights in civilian airspace. And Ellis says there are also technical challenges.
In order to be as safe as manned aircraft are, there's going to be a lot of technological advances. One of the challenges being a majority of systems out there, they can't sense their environment. And so you can send them on, you know, some sort of mission and they can run into things pretty easily, whether it be a static object or a moving object in the airspace. And so a lot of research is going into, you know, how do we make these systems more aware of their environment and how do we make them safer?
Ellis says SkySpex is developing a four-motored, quad-rotor drone similar in shape to those sold to hobbyists, but larger and more capable. For one thing, it won't need a pilot controlling it from the ground.
Anyone can pick it up, command it where to go, you can give it a waypoint and a destination and some sort of task, and it handles the rest of the flight. So it handles all the obstacle avoidance. It carries whatever you need to carry. And we're focusing on commercial applications as opposed to military. And our first market is structural inspection. Okay. And so any large structure that usually a rope team or a large crane is used to access, we're flying sensors to those locations to get a non-contact inspection. And the first one that we're pursuing is actually wind turbine inspection.
But Ellis says his company's machine still needs much more testing since it has never flown outdoors.
We've never flown it near a blade of a wind turbine before. You know, we kind of know what to expect. But then again, you know, until we actually do it, we know there's going to be some things we're going to have to change. So we're partnering with a company in the wind turbine inspection market. And we're actually going out to meet them and visit them in January. We're setting up a pilot program with them where we're going to, you know, spend a few months out in the field with them where we're just testing our vehicle. And then once we're confident in that, we turn it over to them and, you know, they're our first customer.
Ellis says SkySpex is working with the Federal Aviation Administration and NASA and hopes to receive permission to fly the drone commercially by 2017. The prospect of widespread commercial use of drones raises significant privacy issues that make a lot of people nervous. Ellis acknowledges that's a problem. He says SkySpex doesn't want its vehicle to be threatening.
It's actually built out of carbon fiber, so it's black and looks menacing until we paint it white and make it look friendly. And so we're, you know, one of our phrases here is that we're building a safe, friendly UAV. And, you know, we want people to feel safe around it, know that we're not collecting data against them.
Ellis says SkySpex doesn't plan to sell its drones, only lease them. That way, he says, there's an extra safeguard against misuse.
We'll also have the ability to shut them down. So from our location, if they don't get the proper code to fly, they will not fly. And so we can make sure they stay grounded if they need to.
It's now a case of when, not if, lots of unpiloted aircraft will take to the sky, and Ellis says they will be put to some surprising uses.
I actually had a guy call us that he wanted to see if we could put a fish finder on it, fly it out over the ocean, and use it for his charter fishing boat. So it's, you know, it's whatever people can dream of, they're going to be able to utilize these systems for.
For Southwest Michigan's Second Wave and WMUK, I'm Kathy Jennings.